The Means Are the Ends in the Making by Gail Lant. Many of the stories in the readings for this session are messages of vision and hope. They are also illustrations of the foundational idea, the means are the ends in the making. Perhaps Martin Luther King Jr. defines this idea best in his quote at the beginning of this session. The case studies of nonviolent conflict resolution and the examples of appropriate humanitarian foreign aid illustrate his point using positive examples. In the article, Hope Within the Fire and Why Dialogue, Gaia's Story, we learn of transformational dialogues sponsored by Len and Libby Troppin. The description of Jews and Palestinians living together in harmony in the village Neve Shalom Wahat al-Salam give concrete examples of how much genuine basis for hope exists for life-affirming resolutions to conflicts in Israel. The work of Truth and Reconciliation Commissions in South Africa and elsewhere remind us that people can overcome even the most horrible traumas and history and go forward to build their countries if there is sufficient intelligence, truth, respect, and forgiveness by leaders and citizens in those countries. The examples of appropriate humanitarian foreign aid, such as the Central Asia Institute, the Peace Corps, and Heifer International, provide partial descriptions of constructive roles that countries such as the United States can play effectively with the goal of building a world beyond war. In the portion of this session's readings labeled Focused on the United States, there is a chance to consider national resources and the options for their use. John Robbins writes eloquently about how these two categories of nonviolent resolution and appropriate foreign aid fit together and illuminates their value in the article Terror, Love, and the State of the World. In order to make these categories of nonviolent conflict resolution and appropriate foreign aid a sustainable part of our culture, some people must first discover, adopt, and advocate for them. Citizens playing the roles, informally and formally, of storytellers, artists, advocates, and teachers will share them with the rest of society. As successful nonviolent conflict resolution processes, appropriate foreign aid, international law, and examples of international cooperation and collaboration become familiar to citizens, we will expect our governments to build on those successes and employ these methods. As you read this session, why not choose one or more articles to share with your friends and family? Read by Eileen Hannah.